Oh, what a difference a year makes. Think back to last winter. Remember? Blowing snow, bitter cold, howling winds, whiteouts, polar vortex. It was a good old-fashioned Northwoods winter. Now compare those conditions to this winter. A world of difference. And the cause is half a world away, off the Pacific coast of South America. The phenomenon is known as El Niño, or more technically, the El Niño Southern Oscillation. It occurs when a large band of warm water develops in the central and east central areas of the Pacific Ocean. El Niños occur irregularly, on the order of every 2 to 7 years. When they do occur, they impact weather patterns all across the globe. Here in the Northwoods, El Niño typically causes our winters to be warmer and drier than normal. That translates into fewer bone-chilling days and significantly less snow. This year's sea surface temperatures are unusually high. In fact, the Pacific is so warm, meteorologists say this could be a super El Niño event. What might this mean for Northwoods plants and animals? Well, no one knows for certain, but I have a few ideas. Again, this is pure speculation on my part, so for what it's worth, here goes. First, the warmer temperatures have delayed ice up on our Northwoods rivers and lakes. More open water means more fishing opportunities for bald eagles. So instead of migrating south, I expect we will see more bald eagles remaining north this winter. Or at least, they will hang around much later into the season. And if El Niño leads to an early spring with early ice out, I expect we will see eagles returning to the Northwoods earlier in the year too. White-tailed deer will benefit from El Niño. You may not realize it, but deer are natural economists. The currency they deal in is energy. For a deer to survive the winter, the energy it expends cannot exceed the energy it has banked as fat or it earns via browsing. Keeping warm and trudging through deep snow are incredibly high energy expenditures for deer. So a winter that is warmer and drier translates into a significantly lower cost of living for deer. That, in turn, should mean greater winter survival. It also means less overall stress. So we may see does birthing more twin fawns in the spring. The combination of greater winter survival and greater recruitment could lead to higher deer populations heading into fall. Not all animals will benefit from a milder winter. One Northwoods critter that could be negatively impacted is the ruffed grouse. Grouse typically feed early in the morning and again in the evening. In between, they seek out a safe and comfortable roost where they spend the majority of their time. This prolonged roosting behavior is a strategy to conserve energy. And the grouse's preferred roost is a snow roost. After eating, a grouse will dive or burrow into the snowpack where it buries itself. The snow shields the bird from the elements, but it also protects it from the prying eyes of predators, such as goshawks, owls, and foxes. But for the snow roost to work, there needs to be at least 7 inches of light, fluffy snow. Without it, the birds are exposed and vulnerable. Bad for the grouse, good for goshawks, owls, and foxes. A traditional cold winter keeps insect populations in check. This is particularly true of introduced species that have not adapted to our climate. A good example here is the gypsy moth. Gypsy moths overwinter as eggs. But if the temperature gets good and cold, say below zero for even a short spell, the larva inside the egg dies. A mild winter, without extreme cold, would lead to higher egg survival, greater numbers of hatching larvae, and potentially greater defoliation of our trees and shrubs. There are several other factors at play here, and it could take a year or two for gypsy moth numbers to build up. Still, it's possible that El Niño could lead to greater tree defoliation down the road. What else? Well, El Niño could mean more ice storms and fewer snowstorms. Some trees, like white pine, are particularly prone to ice damage. Their branches are more brittle than limber. So, an El Niño that resulted in severe ice events could lead to more damaged pine trees across the North Woods. Now, I began my predictions today with the disclaimer that these are just hunches, unbridled speculation, and wild guesses at best. And I stick by that assessment. Still, it will be interesting to see if any of them come true. For Field Notes, this is Tom Steele from the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Kemp Natural Resources Station.